Praise the Lord. Wow. What a beautiful presence of the Lord tonight as we honor the Lord and surrender before Him. It's time to receive the word. The message tonight is power from on high. Power from on high. Let's begin with Luke 24, 49 to 53. Jesus said, "Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued." The Greek says clothed. Endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. Now it came to pass while he blessed them that he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. Verse 49, "Behold, I send the promise of my Father," Jesus said, "upon you. I send the promise of my Father upon you. Tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are clothed, endued with power from on high." What an offer. What an opportunity to live beyond the strength of man, to live beyond the strength of the human personality and be touched by the power of another world. Jesus said, power from on high is available to my people. That's what I want them to experience. That's what I want them to receive. And that's how I want them to live. 2 Samuel 22, 33, David said, "God is my strength and power. And he makes my way perfect." God is my strength and power, and he makes my way perfect. The path of my life perfect. Walking with the Lord, empowered by the Lord and by his word and by his spirit. I guess the question we should ask ourselves is, am I living in power from on high? Am I truly clothed with the power of the Holy Spirit? Is the victory of God in my spirit? Am I living the overcoming life? Are the promises of God on my lips? Is the joy of the Lord filling my heart? One of the prophets, Micah 3:8, Micah said, "But truly I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord." But truly I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord. Power from on high. Let's open up our spirits to it tonight. Let's open up our faith for it tonight and perhaps receive a new endowment from the Lord tonight to lift us maybe from where we have been and how we're walking to say, I can live a higher life because of power from on high, because of Jesus. Acts chapter 1, 4 to 5. "And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit, immersed in the Holy Spirit, immersed in the power of the Holy Spirit and fire." He said, not many days from now. Not many days from now. He said, go and wait. And so they waited. And we know how they waited. Some people perhaps think to wait is to sit around idly waiting for, you know, the bus to come or the plane to come in. We know how they waited. They were like servants of the Lord, serving the Lord in worship, in praise, in supplication. They were calling on the promise of God. Jesus said, I'm going to send the promise of my Father. You will receive power from on high. And they said, we're going to get together and we're going to pray and we're going to call on God and we're going to believe for his promise. And pray and wait they did for 10 days. And then the power of the Holy Spirit fell upon them in power and fire. And they were never the same again. Acts 2, 1 to 4. "And when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and a flame rested upon each of them. One sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Power from on high. Have you tarried in such a way and for such a time that you can truly say, I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord? Have you waited in the presence of God until you can say, I have received the baptism in the Holy Spirit. I have received power from on high. I now live in the power of another world. I'm endued by something far beyond myself, by the power of the Holy Spirit. This is the greatest need of new converts. To receive power from on high so they can live the Christian life as they should, repent, be baptized, and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And it's the greatest need of older converts. That we stay filled with the Spirit and that we receive that fire, that flame that'll go down inside of us and touch our spirit and come out in overcoming power. Power from on high. Power from on high. Some people say, you don't have to wait for the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's already come. Well, dispensationally, that is true. The Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, but practically, it is not true. Every person, every believer needs to wait in the presence of God. Close themselves in with God. Seek the Lord until they have that experience where the power of the Holy Spirit comes upon their life and they are changed forever and they know it. Truly, I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord. Now, evangelicals don't believe everybody speaks in tongues when they receive the baptism. Pentecostals do. But one thing all true preachers historically have believed, Baptists and Pentecostals, is that every believer needs an experience with the Holy Spirit subsequent to salvation and water baptism. They need to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. You read the works of A.B. Simpson, the man who was the founder of the Christian and Missionary Alliance, the Alliance Church today. You listen to Billy Graham, what he said in times past. Every person needs an encounter with the Holy Spirit. A specific encounter. After they're saved and water baptized, they need to wait on the presence of God until the power of the Lord takes hold upon their life and they are changed forever and they walk in power from another world. The Apostle Paul came to Ephesus in Acts chapter 19, found some disciples. And it happened while Apollos was at Corinth that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus. And finding some disciples, he said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? So they said to him, we have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit. And he said to them, into what then were you baptized? So they said, into John's baptism, John the Baptist. Then Paul said, John indeed baptized with a baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, baptized in water. And when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. Now the men were about 12 in all. Power from on high came upon them. Now the Apostle Paul came to Ephesus and he found some disciples, some godly men. They were sincere, they were loved the Lord, they loved the scriptures. But something wasn't right. They didn't seem like people that were full of the Holy Spirit. They didn't pour. like people full of the Holy Spirit. So he began to probe a little deeper, and he found out, oh, they're disciples of John the Baptist. They haven't received the power of the Holy Spirit. And he brought their understanding up to date. They were filled with the Spirit, and all of a sudden, language burst out of them that they never knew was in them. It was the river of the Holy Spirit pouring out of them the life of God. This power from on high manifests in two primary ways. Power from on high manifests in two primary ways. Number one, moral power. Character power. Moral power. Character power. Character power manifests in the living of a holy life, a victorious life. A person that is able to quickly deal with the pressure of circumstances, to persevere in trial, to praise the Lord at all times, to break the spirit of heaviness, to overcome temptation when it confronts them, to move in faith even when they're walking by faith and not by sight. There seems no apparent reason for whether confession of their mouth. People that are living in the power of the fruit of the Spirit, Christian character, Christ-like character, in every situation all day long, monitoring their hearts. Power from on high manifests in this moral, holy character. The mercies of the Lord are new every morning, and these people know how to get a hold of them, to lay hold of the mercies of the Lord every morning. Wow, to face the day and to know, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. It's remarkable what happened to the disciples when the power of the Holy Spirit came upon them. Before the day of Pentecost, they had followed the Lord for three and a half years. They loved the Lord. They were sincere about their faith. They wanted to overcome themselves. They wanted to overcome trial. But they were dealing with unbelief and temptation and pride and jealousy, and people would affect them. A little maid at the fire could get the main leader out of the group to deny the Lord. But when they received power from on high, the weakness went out of them. The weakness went out of them, and they were transformed men, and they were never the same again. Power from on high. Romans 8, 13 to 14. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. It's a death realm. But if you, by the Spirit, put to death the deeds of the body, but if by the Spirit, by the Spirit, not by willpower, not by self-discipline. If by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. This work takes place by the Spirit of the Lord. Power from on high manifests in moral power. It manifests in character power. We live a Christian life. We live a victorious life. We live a holy life. We live righteously and honorably before the Lord all the day, every day, as we serve Him. Number two, power from on high manifests in miraculous power, charismatic power. Miraculous power and charismatic power. Charismatic power manifests in fervent worship, prophetic declaration, supernatural tongues, fervent prayer. Manifests in power. It manifests in gifting. It manifests in ministry. It manifests in our calling. that when we are anointed by the Holy Spirit, we find our place in the body of Christ. And we know where we are to serve and what is our place and what is our ministry and what is our calling. And there we serve out our life in power before the Lord. Charismatic power manifests in gifting and calling and ministry. 1 Peter 4:10 to 11. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another. As good stewards of the manifold, the many-sided, many-colored grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies. Which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. When you are endued with power by the Holy Spirit comes upon you, truly comes upon you. There's just something inside of you. I want to find out what I'm made for, my place in the body of Christ, how I can contribute, how I can bless the church, how can I encourage the church? What is my ministry? What is my calling? What is my place in prayer, in worship, in service? Power from on high manifests in this charismatic power. Acts 1:8, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. When we are endued with power from on high, when we receive power from on high, there's something that takes in place in us, and we start believing for souls. We have a compassion for the unsaved. We want to reach the unsaved. We want to pray. We want to give our finances for the work of God. We want to pour out our spirit to see people come to Christ. Holy power of God, miraculous power of God, victorious power of God in us. Power from on high manifests in character power and charismatic power. And so tonight is, I'm going to ask the worship team to return. There was a question that we have to be honest within ourselves. Have I yielded myself to the Lord in such a way that I truly am filled with power from on high? If not, the answer is on the pages of the Word. Begin to tarry. Begin to wait. Shut yourself in with God. Take a few days, take a few weeks, and just concentrate on that, Lord, your power. Holy Spirit, I will not let you go until you bless me. I want that baptism of the Spirit. I want that empowering, Lord, that I can live in the power of another world and be transformed like those early disciples were, and now pour out my life unselfishly, fully for you. Maybe it's been that we have been baptized with the Holy Spirit. We have been empowered by the Holy Spirit. But today we've kind of drifted from that power from on high, and a lot of things about us have really become very mechanical, very human, the way we live out our Christian life. The Lord wants us to experience that power, that flame of fire, that surge of His Spirit down inside of us. Lifted up by Him, filled with Him once again. Maybe we need to wait on the Lord afresh. Take a few days. Just concentrate and press into this area, Lord. I'm too conscious of temptation, Lord, right now. I'm just too conscious of the world and of circumstances. I'm all bent out of shape. Everything affects me, and I feel disgruntled, and I'm just out of sorts. It's a sign to get back into the presence of the Lord and get under the power of the Holy Spirit till you can live above this world, live in the transforming power of the Lord. We must maintain this power of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 4:16. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. One baptism, one empowering, like the day of Pentecost, and then daily fillings of the Spirit. And that's the only way we can live in the power of God. The inward man must be renewed day by day. Jude 1:20, but you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, build yourselves up on your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. Just be touched by that power of God. You know how it is. Sometimes when you're upset or agitated about something, you just say to yourself, I've got to go and talk to my Father. And you go into your prayer closet, your den, your room, and you open up the Word of God, and you begin to feast on the promises of God, and you say, Holy Spirit, Father of comfort, comfort me and minister to me right now. And it's not but a few seconds or a few minutes, and you feel the overwhelming power and presence of the Lord begin to touch your spirit and teach you how to break the agitation and how to walk with a fresh spirit before the Lord. Let's not be like Israel of old. The Lord promised them a land flowing with milk and honey, vineyards and olive yards, grain fields, corn, wine, and oil. God says, I want you to go in and possess the land. That's what I have for my people. I want every man to sit under his own vine and under his fig tree in the blessing of the Lord. Go in, God says. The land is before you. And so what did they do? Numbers 13:23-25. They took a few steps into the inheritance. Then they came to the valley of Eshcol, and there cut down a branch with one cluster of grapes. They carried it between two of them on a pole. They also brought some of the pomegranates and figs. The place was called the Valley of Eshcol because of the cluster which the men of Israel cut down there. And they returned from spying out the land after 40 days. Wow. They saw the fruit of the land. They saw the inheritance, a land flowing with milk and honey. They couldn't believe their eyes at the delight and the glory that God had for them to walk in and live in His presence in His fullness. They cut down a cluster of grapes. So beautiful, so perfect. They didn't want to even crush it. We've got to show the people the fruit of this land. They said, let's put this cluster of grapes on a pole, lest somehow we injure it. And they carried it back out of Canaan, and they came back to the people of God. You know what they did? They made some wine, drank a little foretaste of the inheritance, rejoiced in a momentary blessing of God, and never went in again. Lived out their lives in a wilderness experience, cared for by God, but they never walked in the power and the fullness of the Lord. The Lord has a land flowing with milk and honey for us. The Lord has a land where we're endued with the power of the Holy Spirit. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Isaiah 40:28-31. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak. And to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Let's stand together tonight. Holy Spirit, we need you. The altars are open tonight. If you need to come to the altar, the front, maybe you'd like prayer, just dedicate yourself afresh to the Lord. Well, let's say to the Holy Spirit tonight, Holy Spirit, I will not let you go until you bless me. I want to live in the power of another world. I want to be endued with power from on high. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.